Alright, good morning everybody. I hope that everybody's enjoyed the weekend, enjoying the festivities of welcoming 2021 into your lives. My name is Al. I go by Coach Al for most. I am a father of two. I am a husband. I am a soccer coach by passion. And I work in a physical therapy office, as you can say, by trade. So obviously with 2021 hitting now, after one of the biggest years that we have never expected before in 2020, everyone is expecting to do a lot of changes, a lot of new things. The world of media, social media, side hustles has exploded. So I'm going to try to start this and try to give you a glimpse of what my universe may look like. It may be the same as yours, maybe different. More than likely it's different because not everybody's universe is the same. First off, I appreciate everybody who takes the time to listen. I know a lot of these don't get listened to, but it's a good form of, I guess, therapy for most people as well to be able to talk things out and see how things go. So obviously 5:45 in the morning here in New York. This is my trip to my job. It starts at 7, so I get there early on and get myself a workout before, because usually I don't have a time for it later on during the day. And as most of you may not like to, I like to get my workout done early in the morning. This way it's done. My body's good, ready to go, prepares for my day, and makes my day go much easier. Days I've noticed that when I don't work out early in the morning, days I tend to, you know, struggle a little bit more in terms of I'm not as, you know, as up as I would like to be. But to each is his own, his or her own. You gotta do what you gotta do with whatever time you have available to you, because you know your schedule. No one else knows your schedule but you. So now what's on the agenda for today? Well, what's on the agenda for today is we go to work, and then we come home. The wife's off to work, and then I am with the kids. My kids are great. I have a 9 and a 5-year-old. My daughter is my oldest. My son is my youngest. Right now, we're dealing with virtual learning, pretty much like most of 90% of the world at this point. Now, I'm telling you, it's not easy. Us as parents, we're dealing with Common Core and having our young kids who are not knowing how to operate the computer as well as we are, it's a little tough. I think for my daughter who's 9, she's been able to maneuver through the computer a little too well. But as long as she's getting it, it's okay. But the social aspect of it is definitely taking a toll. I can see it in my daughter's face every day, which I know she misses her friends. She misses being able to just see them in person as opposed to seeing them through the TV or the computer. And I know with my son, it's better that he has a live teacher in front of him instead of someone on the computer. But like we all know, we will get through this. Hopefully turning the corner, hopefully going to be able to get everybody back into school. How soon is a different story. As long as everybody keeps their nose clean and does what they got to do, we can get this done quicker. But if we're not, we just have to be patient. Now, patient is a key word for 2020. Very key word. Not a patient as you were in the hospital patient, but patient as you got to be able to just see it. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, and we just have to think positive about it. If we start to think negative, it's all going to come down on us. All right, so that would be my Monday. First podcast of 2021. you take a listen, appreciate it, like it, share it, whatever you would like. But I wish you all a good day. I wish you guys all a good start to your first week of 2021. I know I will do everything in my power to have a good start for myself. And I will talk to you guys soon. Take care.